but by what she seemed to be saying to us. It was the same thing I'd noticed before, in her earlier messages, but much plainer now. Like a steady drumbeat that had gotten louder over time. "Come and get me," she was telling us. "Here I am. Just come and get me. What's taking you so long?" And she'd sent the email to the late Arnold Greiner, the dead letter office, so to speak. Chapter 81.
To A. Greiner at LATimes.com. From Mary Smith. To the one who will be next. We've already met, you and I, so how about that? Do you remember? I do. You gave me an autograph the other day, and you were so full of your perky, charming mannerisms. You seemed so approachable, so down to earth. I don't want to say where we met, but you wouldn't remember anyway. I told you how much I liked your movies, and you smiled as though I hadn't said anything at all. It reminded me of how invisible I can be to you people. It wasn't the first time you looked right through me either. You didn't see me at the daycare yesterday, or at the gym today. Not that I'd really expect you to. It's like I'm the opposite of you in every way. Is that a clue I smell burning? Everyone knows who you are, and no one knows who I am. I'm not famous, or movie star beautiful, or any of the things you are. I don't have flawless skin or a trademark grin. By all reports, you are a better mother than Patsy Bennett was, a better actress than Antonia Schiffman, a better wife than Marty Lowenstein Bell, and surely more famous than that up-and-comer Susie Cartulis. You are exactly who they mean when they say she has everything. You do, and I'll bet that you know it, even if you forget from time to time. There's only one thing I have that you don't. I know something. I know that by noon, 2 days from now, you'll be dead. You'll have a bullet in your brain and a face that no one could recognize. Not even your own beautiful children. Not even the adoring public that flocks to your films. But I didn't tell you any of that when we met. I just smiled, almost curtsied, and thanked you for being you. I walked away, knowing that the next time you look at me, it will be in a different way. Next time, I won't be invisible. I promise you that much. And I keep my promises. Just ask Arnold Greiner.
Chapter 82.